Seven Little Australians. Written by Ethel Turner and read by Heather Steen.
They made their way cautiously along the deck and took up a position where they could see without being seen. The dear little general was sitting on the seat next to his stern father, who had a firm hand on the back of his woolly pelisse. He was sucking his little dirty hand and casting occasional longing glances at his tan shoe, which he knew was delicious to bite. Once or twice he had pulled it off and conveyed it to his mouth, but his father intercepted it and angrily buttoned it on again in its rightful place. He wanted, too, to slither off that horrid seat and crawl all over the deck and explore the ground under the seats and see where the puffing noise came from, but there was that iron grasp on his coat that no amount of wriggling would move. No wonder the poor child looked unhappy. At last the boat stopped at the wharf, not far from Miss Rule, and the captain alighted, carrying his small, dirty son gingerly in his arms. He walked slowly up the red road along which the dog cart had sped so blithesomely some 6 or 7 hours ago, and Judy and Pip followed at a very respectful distance. At the gate he saw them, and gave a large, angry beckon for them to come up. Judy went very white, but obeyed instantly, and Pip, pulling himself together, brought up the rear. Afterwards, Judy only had a very indistinct remembrance of what happened during the next half hour. She knew there was a stormy scene in which Esther and the whole family came in for an immense amount of vituperation. Then Pip received a thrashing, in spite of Judy's persistent avowal that it was all her fault and Pip hadn't done anything. She remembered wondering whether she would be treated as summarily as Pip. So angry was her father's face as he pushed the boy aside and stood looking at her, riding whip in hand. But he flung it down and laid a heavy hand on her shrinking shoulder.
"Next Monday," he said slowly, "next Monday morning, you will go to boarding school. Esther, kindly see Helen's clothes are ready for boarding school next Monday morning."